Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hola, hola. You're listening to Speaking Spanish for Beginners from Latin L.
¡Vamos!
¿Qué tal, querido estudiante? ¿Cómo te va? Welcome to a new episode of Speaking Spanish for Beginners, a podcast that will help you have your first conversations in Spanish with your Latino friends. Me llamo Marco, soy de Chile y soy el presentador. Hoy voy a hablar de un tema muy interesante. Have you heard about Spanglish?
Maybe.
Well, if you have heard about esto, es algo very common when there is a lot of contacto between two lenguas. And I must say, there are a lot of words of English that we commonly use in español. Is it right or wrong to use Spanglish?
Who knows?
Well, I'll discuss that in this new episode. You will listen to an example of a person using Spanglish, and then we will use the audio to review some vocabulary and also analyze the pronunciation. Because even though we use words from English, when we adapt these words, sometimes they have a slightly different pronunciation. ¿Listos? ¡Vamos! Nowadays, with the predominance of English in many fields such as science, business, and social media, that influence is reflected on other languages. And Spanish is no exception. Recuerdo en el pasado, in the early 2000, you could hear a few words from English being used. A few anglicismos, such as internet, surf, football, email, among many others. But nowadays, talking about 2022, the influence is a lot stronger, because it's not just a few words here and there. Now, I would say that it's more common to see this mix of words and grammar of English and Spanish, and that's what Spanglish is. And I have to say, I welcome this. I'm not a purist of the language. Probably in the past, when I was an arrogant humanities student, I tended to avoid it. But when two languages share a space, physically, and also nowadays virtually, this is a completely normal thing to happen. And also, because as you have learned while studying Spanish, sometimes there is no one-on-one equivalent. That's why in some cases it is even necessary to adopt a word from another language. So here's what we're going to do in this episode. You will hear a woman called Lucia describing how she uses technology in her life. She uses a lot of words from English adapted into Spanish. Then we will review the vocabulary, and after that we will listen a second time to reinforce the content. Ready? Here we go!
Me llamo Lucia, mucho gusto. Todas las mañanas me despierto con mi smartphone. En Instagram, veo las publicaciones de mis amigos y les doy like. A veces posteo fotos. Me gusta tomar selfies y compartir stories. Luego voy al trabajo. En la oficina envío emails a los clientes. En los correos a veces hay mucho spam. Por la tarde, tomo un break para almorzar. Termino a las 6 y luego voy a mi casa. Cuando no quiero cocinar, pido comida por delivery. ¿Y tú?
Okay, let's have a look at this. Lucia describes her morning using technology. What device does she use? And what does she do early in the morning? I'll give you a few seconds to think of your answer. Okay, let's see if you were right. She uses her smartphone. She dar like to the publicaciones, the post of her friends, dar like, and sometimes she post pictures, postear fotos. She likes taking selfies, tomar selfies, and sharing Instagram stories, compartir stories. And yes, that's what people would say to describe their activities on social media. I remember the time where smartphones were starting to become popular.
Okay, boomer.
People initially called them teléfonos inteligentes. Teléfonos inteligentes. But teléfonos inteligentes is not as frequent today as saying smartphone. However, when we pronounce smartphone in Spanish, and this happens with most of the words that start with an S in English, we tend to add an E, una E. So you will hear people saying smartphone, not smartphone, smartphone. That's because in Spanish, we don't start a word with just the sound of the S. We don't start words with S sound.
Nope.
That's why when you hear Spanish speakers say Spanish, they sometimes say Spanish. And the word Spanish contains another sound that we don't normally use in español. The sh sound. S-H. We would normally convert that sound into t. Spanish. I must confess that that was a hard sound to learn in English. I even remember one time when somebody couldn't understand what I was saying. I said I ordered a sushi because I was hungry.
What?
And I remember the person had some trouble understanding what I meant. And maybe at this moment, you don't understand when I say sushi. Because in English, you would normally say sushi.
I love sushi.
So this contrast between English and Spanish is also a good learning opportunity because it makes you aware of the sounds we normally produce in Spanish. Lucia, in the listening exercise, also says that she dar like to the post of her friends. Dar like, give like. Another option for giving a like is dar me gusta. But many times you hear more often dar like than dar me gusta, especially on social media. And continuing to talk about social media, she also postear photos. Postear is the verb she uses, and this is an adaptation from to post. Spanish speakers converted this verb into Spanish by adding ar at the end, postear. Didn't Spanish speakers have a word for the verb to post? Well, actually, yes, the verb is publicar. This is spelled P-U-B-L-I-C-A-R, publicar. But because of the influence of social media, people also use nowadays postear. And this happens a lot with technology. Do you have any ideas how we say to Google in Spanish, for example? I will give you a few seconds to think of your answer. We say googlear. Yes, that's an actual verb in Spanish. Googlear.
What?
And you can see how by adding the ending of Spanish verbs to an English word, we turn that word into Spanish. Lucia also takes selfies. Tomar selfies. There is a word in Spanish for selfie that's autofoto, which could be the actual Spanish word for a selfie. But nobody says me tomo una autofoto. That even sounds a little bit old-fashioned. So selfie nowadays is a more common term for autofoto. ¿Te gustan las selfies? She also compartir stories, share stories on Instagram, las stories de Instagram, and then she gets to work. Llega al trabajo And then, ella envía emails, and that's another term we adopted from English, emails. Another word for email is correo electrónico, but that's too long. So sometimes you will hear people just saying correo. And correo and email coexist nowadays. People use them interchangeably without thinking too much about is it correct or not. So you can use both. She also says that she gets some spam in her email, el spam, and then in the afternoon she takes a break, tomar un break. Another alternative for tomar un break is tomar un descanso. Un descanso. D-E-S-C-A-N-S-O. Descanso. And both options nowadays coexist. Tomar un break and tomar un descanso.
Tomemos un descanso.
And finally, when she gets home, she orders a delivery. Comida delivery. There is a Spanish equivalent for delivery, which is entrega a domicilio. Entrega a domicilio. Entregar is to deliver, and domicilio refers to the place somebody lives. But as entrega a domicilio is too long, I think delivery, for being short and clear, is winning in frequency more and more. Hey, enjoying the episode so far? Let's take a quick break and then we'll resume with more excellent content to help you learn Spanish. Stay tuned! Planning a trip to Latin America? I've got the perfect companion for you. Introducing our Spanish Adventures Companion, an ebook and premium podcast that's designed to help you navigate common travel scenarios in Español. Whether it's getting transportation, checking into your hotel, or asking for local recommendations, we've got you covered. And here is the cherry on top. Is completely free for you as a listener of Speaking Spanish for Beginners. To grab your copy, visit www.latinele.com/adventurescompanion or check out the link in the description of this episode.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And now, let's get back to boosting your Spanish skills. Okay, let's listen again to the audio and see if you can understand better this time.
Me llamo Lucía. Mucho gusto. Todas las mañanas me despierto con mi smartphone. En Instagram, veo las publicaciones de mis amigos y les doy like. A veces posteo fotos. Me gusta tomar selfies y compartir stories. Luego voy al trabajo. En la oficina envío emails a los clientes. En los correos a veces hay mucho spam. Por la tarde, tomo un break para almorzar. Termino a las 6 y luego voy a mi casa. Cuando no quiero cocinar, pido comida por delivery. ¿Y tú?
Better this time? Half of what she said was in English, but as you can notice, even though some words are from English, we don't necessarily pronounce them the same as you. But the same happens when you have adapted words from Spanish. For example, why do you say Los Angeles instead of Los Ángeles? You see? Is the same process, but the other way round. As you could learn in this episode, English has influenced Spanish a lot, especially in areas such as social media, business, and technology. This is a common process when two languages overlap, and in my opinion, is quite fun. And this combination is also good news for you, because some words are exactly the same, but many times pronounced slightly different. However, don't abuse it. Try to find a balance, especially if you're talking to older people. They're not always aware of the mix that happens between English and Spanish, especially if they have not been exposed to English before. Ok, amigos de Latin L, esto es todo por hoy. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like our show, don't forget to subscribe to Speak in Spanish for Beginners, give us a 5-star review, and or recommend it to your friends. And if you want to get updates about new Latin L content, videos, podcasts, courses, and much more, subscribe to our newsletter. For more information, visit www.latinl.com or check out the episode description. ¡Hasta la próxima! ¡Chao, chao!
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.